Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Brendan. Now, back in the day, it was all about Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker and The Rock. Now, the stars of WWE are The American Nightmare, LA Knight and The Bloodline. And they've just announced that they're coming to Dublin in November. Wrestling is big business all over the world and growing all the time. Dave Hanratty, host of No Encore podcast and pro wrestling enthusiast, is with me now. And Dave, I remember growing up Saturday mornings, turning on wrestling and just being enthralled by it, and it's kind of escapism to another country, another type of sports. Was that the heyday? Are we seeing a comeback?
I think it was the heyday for a lot of people, yeah. I mean, and there is this huge nostalgia factor to it, especially if you're talking to people of a certain vintage like myself. You know, it was a Saturday morning cartoon. It is like a live action cartoon, but yeah, like its biggest popularity in terms of a mainstream appeal and people taking it very seriously and even thinking it was quote unquote real would have been the days of Hulk Hogan, you know, like that kind of late 80s period into the 90s. You had like the WWE, WWF as it was known then, and the Attitude Era, and it was like a huge deal, very, very popular with people like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, the kind of thing you would go into work and talk to your coworker about. But then for a certain time, no, that went away and it became very uncool to be a pro wrestling fan. But I will say, it is actually cool again.
Okay, so what happened there, though, that there was that stigma for a period where you didn't talk about it at the water cooler?
There always will be that stigma to some extent. You know, people will just say, like, it's fake, it's not real, it's scripted, it's choreographed, whatever label you want to put upon it, and therefore I can't take it seriously. People say it shouldn't be called a sport. And WWE, which is the biggest game in town and has been for a very long time, refers to itself as sports entertainment, which is a more accurate way of putting it, because it is choreographed, it is predetermined and scripted, and what we see is like a TV show. But this is still an athletic contest and people do get hurt and people have even suffered severe life-changing injuries in the ring. In terms of it kind of becoming cool again, there's just been this recent kind of wave of popularity, particularly in America, but it's translated across the waters. As you say, WWE is coming back to Ireland in November for a show at the Three Arena. They were in Scotland last night for a, what they call a premium live event, what we used to call a pay-per-view. And I don't know if it's the, you know, the re-emergence of The Rock, who was there for WrestleMania this year. These things kind of tend to go in cycles, but it has become, I guess, cool to use that word again. Like, it is okay to talk about it again and say, you know what, I kind of like wrestling.
So it has gone in different cycles. As you say, there's stigma, talk about it, don't talk about it. But then you were touching there on the quote-unquote real, and there was definitely phases where they would deny all the time it was quote-unquote fake, versus now. So what's happened? Do we accept now that there is, even though there are injuries associated, that there is something performative about it?
Yeah, well, we have no choice now because it's the social media era. I mean, like back in the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, wrestling goes back to the 18th century, would you believe? But I mean, like in that kind of boom period in the 80s and such, there were people who did, you know, buy into the mystery of it all. You suspend your disbelief when you watch this kind of thing. But it was also about, like, well, what's that person's real name? You know, Hulk Hogan's real name is Terry. That's not very pro wrestling, is it? But you can't hide that anymore. There are wrestlers who are married to each other. There are wrestlers who are good friends, but one is a good guy and one is a bad guy. And in the age of social media, where everything is online and we know everything, we have too much information now, you couldn't possibly get away with pretending that pro wrestling was real. We're too educated. We know too much, even if we're just people who are paying tickets to watch it.
Because when fans used to take this very, very seriously, you couldn't have wrestlers appear at events together out of character, out of costume. Fans took that very, very seriously.
Some of them still do. And again, like, you know, you think about the audience for wrestling now, because it is kind of a, you know, like it's sold as a family product in many respects. There's adults who watch wrestling, there are children who watch wrestling, and there are children who will see the aforementioned American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and he's a hero to young children in America and beyond. And they think it's real because they're kids. And that's totally fine. It's meant to be this kind of escapist thing for them. But there are adults who take it just as seriously and maybe even too seriously at times, yeah.
Because what's the concept called? It's what, kayfabe?
Kayfabe, yeah, which is this kind of language of wrestling. There are terms. So if you're a good guy, you're a babyface. If you're a bad guy, you're a heel. And people who go to the shows are called marks, which isn't a very nice term, by the way, because a mark is about conning someone. Like, you con a mark out of their money. And that's because wrestling goes back to carnival roots. So, just despite the fact that it is very enjoyable escapist entertainment and the family can enjoy it, if I'm being completely honest, it's a very sleazy industry as well.
Say more on that, because it definitely has had reputational damage, you know, negative headlines through the years. So how are they, like, what were some of the allegations? How have they tried to make amends?
There have been numerous controversies over the years. I mean, there have been wrestlers who have unfortunately passed away while in the ring. Accidents happen. And that's another thing where people will say, look, it's all fake, it's all nonsense. Sure, yeah, look, it's scripted like your favourite TV show. But, you know, there are real life tragedies and consequences. Right now, a man named Vince McMahon, who is credited with kind of making WWE the behemoth that it has become, he's no longer involved in the company, and he is currently being investigated for sexual assault and sex trafficking. So that's obviously a horrible story to be latched on to wrestling. Beyond that, though, you do have situations where it becomes kind of like very, very problematic, because it's a cosmetic industry, much like Hollywood. You have to look a certain way. And while people who work for pro wrestling companies will tell you to your face, no, no, we don't encourage steroid use and we don't make anybody do anything they don't want to do, the wrestlers themselves, particularly after they've stopped wrestling, will tell you otherwise. There are men who will say, I was encouraged to go on steroids and get bigger and that did damage to my body. There are women who will say, I was encouraged to get breast implants or plastic surgery in order to get on television and get more money and become a star. So you hear about these toxic kind of workplace environment situations behind the scenes. You hear of bullying. You hear of all kinds of horrible things that, unless you're in the industry and completely devoted to it, you couldn't possibly understand.
Do you think they are putting more safeguards in place, taking their responsibilities seriously, so that you can come to a place like Dublin and accentuate the positives of this entertainment?
Yeah, and wrestling is all about accentuating the positives and hiding the negatives. I mean, that's kind of a famous quote by a promoter called Paul Heyman, who said that he doesn't worry about people who don't get it. He just tries to satisfy those who do. But yes, I mean, in terms of kind of protocols and respect and policies, drip feeding, it's kind of been happening more and more as the years have gone on, largely because a company like WWE, for example, and I mention them because they're the biggest name in town, they can no longer hide from these things. You have to be transparent with the public, and you have people asking questions, whether it's on social media, whether it's wrestling journalists. People might be surprised to learn that actually there are wrestling journalists. It's an industry of itself. So yes, but I would say as well, it's as much for the company's image as it is for actually caring about the welfare of a wrestler.
One of the breakout stars is, of course, our own Becky Lynch. Talk to me about her successes now in wrestling.
Yeah, Becky Lynch, Rebecca Quinn to her family, she's amazing. She got into wrestling from a very, very young age. She was wrestling all over the world in places like Japan. She would have trained at these dojos where it's an elite. I really can't stress this enough. You might be listening to me right now and saying, look, it's ridiculous, I'll never take it seriously. But please do respect these athletes, because they go through so much hell to get where they get to. And in recent years, Becky Lynch came from, you know, she was in this kind of like developmental independent thing in WWE, and she had this very horrible Irish stereotypical gimmick where she danced a jig and it was embarrassing. But now, in recent years, she's become, quote, the man, Becky Lynch. She just plays this cool rock star, and she actually headlined WrestleMania, I think it was WrestleMania 35, alongside two other women, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair, the first time in the history that a WrestleMania was headlined by women. She has genuinely broken records, changed the game. She put out her book recently. I'm halfway through it. It's a really, really good read. And she's a great role model for kids as well. She's just a tough talking, you know, her personality is dialed up to 11, as you do with wrestlers. Everyone is kind of themselves, but 10 times more. And she's brilliant.
They all have signature moves. Does she have one now that she's known for?
Yeah, she has the manhandle slam, where she kind of like grabs you and lifts you up and slams you down. The Rock, of course, has the people's elbow, where he kind of runs back and forth and drops a very tame looking elbow drop on your heart. But of course, it is more than enough to keep you down for the three count. There was the Stone Cold Stunner, which, you know, didn't look fun to take. But the thing about wrestling is, it is a dance. It is a performance. It is trust. And these athletes have to trust each other when they do these moves. Otherwise, something will go wrong.
You'll be going, I assume. You're quite enthusiastic.
Yeah, I've been before. And I will say as well to anyone listening, you know, and again, especially to the skeptics out there, I've brought friends of mine to local shows and they've had the time of their lives. People who ordinarily would have no interest whatsoever in wrestling, and they've come away from going, you know what, that was a brilliant night, because it is escapist entertainment. And I've gotten to a stage in my life where I no longer judge people for watching Love Island or the Kardashians, things I might recoil at ordinarily. And I would ask people to have the same kind of level of trust with wrestling. You will have a great time if you go to a show.
That's a lovely call to action. Thank you. Thank you for that, Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore podcast and truly a pro wrestling enthusiast there. Thank you for taking us through all of that. We will be back after these.
Email brendan@rte.ie.